Center in Tinseltown. For information on these and other rentals, call Robert McDonald at Home Finder Realty, 241-5501 or hfrjax.com.
You're on the air.
WSOL HD2 Brunswick. W272CQ Jacksonville. Sunny 102.3. Jacksonville's greatest hits. Sunny 102.3.
Sunny 102.3 presents The Gone Fishing Show with your hosts, Rick Hale and Joe Dionne.
I'll tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
You know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Gone fishing. There's a sign upon your door.
Pops, don't blab it around, will you?
Gone fishing.
Keep it shady. I got me a big one staked out.
You ain't got no ambition.
You're convincing.
Gone fishing.
We gone fishing. Instead of just a wishing. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the Gone Fishing Show, everybody. Hey, it's Christmas time. So on behalf of Rick Hale, Joe Dionne, and all the crew at the Gone Fishing Show, we'd like to wish each and every one of you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
All right, we're hot. We're hot. I say, yeah, we're hot. All right. I think we were talking about a little bit of crabbing. Bryce?
Yes, sir.
What is the best season for blue crabs?
Should be right now.
Okay.
Normally the fall, when they all start, the fall and the spring are usually the best.
So cooler water, but not bitter cold.
Exactly. And
not burning hot.
Yeah, just usually when it gets that warm, they're so far in the back of the creeks, it's, you know, it's tough to get the boat back.
See, that's
sometimes.
Where I run into them a lot.
In the summertime.
In the summertime, yeah. Because I'll be night fishing.
Yep.
And I'll be back in the creeks.
Mm-hmm.
Man, it's just, they're loaded with crabs.
Yep. It's just tough to get it's tough to get the skiff back.
Yeah, you're
there
not. Yeah, you ain't getting back where I'm at.
So, you know, generally during the spring, you have the sponge crabs. That's when they spawn and everything. So right. You have to throw those back.
So the orange, that's not the actual eggs.
Yeah, those are the eggs.
It's the early stages of the egg?
When they first sponge up, those are the eggs.
The roe.
It's bright orange.
Right, right.
And it's slowly
that's orange. That's generally what we catch.
Normally. And then.
I can't recall ever seeing black like you were saying.
Yeah, they'll
and
go.
I guess from, that's when they drop.
Yep, they'll just start getting darker, then they'll turn to brown, and then eventually they'll turn to black and. You know, then they'll either the new or the full. That's when they'll drop them. That's when they'll drop the eggs. So,
what is a good cage for you? When you reach down there, you pull that thing up. What's a good cage for you?
Just depends. If I'm running them overnight, if I can get a dozen a trap overnight, you know, I'm happy.
Like a 12-hour soak.
24 hours. Yeah, but if I let them soak for The longest we're supposed to let them sit is 72 hours. So if I'm letting them sit for, lay them over a day for 48 or 72, I'm hoping for,
at least a couple dozen. Yeah.
What do you bait with?
90% of the time it's pogies. That's just, it's the easiest thing to get, when they're out off the beach, I'll go net them. But the best thing for them is actual shrimp heads.
Really?
Shrimp heads work the best. They're just kind of tough to get sometimes, and you've got to be set up to use them on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
But shrimp heads do work the best.
What about the old chicken legs, chicken wings?
Chicken works chicken. Very well.
Just again, expensive. To-
it's expensive.
You got to sit out there for a day or two and let it get some funk on it before you put it in the water, though.
I've had good luck with them, but the chicken definitely lasts longer. It's just chicken can get expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. I went in Publix. I went to go get chicken wings. I went, you got to be kidding me, man. Wow.
Yep.
I've been getting my chicken wings over there on Merrill Road at Townsend, or Merrill and Rohara.
I get mine at that orange restaurant there. It's got an orange sign on it.
Yeah. They cook them up for you.
Mm-hmm.
Give them to you.
So, Mr. Eggers.
Joe, Walmart, $1.99 a pound for those chicken breasts. That's the only place I get them from.
Is it really?
It's the cheapest. Wings? They never change. Yep.
All right. What is your percentage of clientele that you would consider a celebrity?
Celebrity?
Because I know John takes, no, you take a lot of sports celebrities.
I do. I mean, when Gus Bradley was here, what a great man he was. You know, I've been friends with Gus now for about 6 years, and he's moved on, but he was really good to me and sent me a lot of that business staff and mm-hmm. players, and they really trusted me, and I trust them. So it was a good relationship.
Yeah, yeah. Gus used to come in the shop all the time, and it was one thing that it's just like him and just like our other captain that was the QB. He don't want to talk football. He's talking fishing.
Right, and I'm the last person that'll bring it up, and they know that. And once they get to know you, they soften up, and they kind of want to talk about
lot
of times, yeah. Just for a little bit. But
you got to feel them out. If they want to pursue it, then it'll start up. But other than that.
Great people. I fish Coach Marone now, too, and some of the staff and players still. And Coach, he's a heck of a fisherman, and he loves to fish. He's just – That job is so demanding. No.
He's a big rock and roll guy.
Is he?
Yeah.
I did not know that about him.
Yeah.
But, wow, what a job. I couldn't take it, honestly. Mm. 16, 18 hours a day, 7 days a week them guys work. It's unbelievable.
Especially with Coughlin.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's about it. So some of the golfers get down here for the in the spring for mm-hmm. the TPC.
But most of the people, would you say out of town or local clients?
Out of town.
Out of town.
Yeah, I would say probably 70-80% of the clients that I fish are out of town. I mean, I got several local people that I fish from, once a month, maybe every other month. But for the most part, people are coming in. And a lot of them I know and have built up a relationship over the years. And believe it or not, Atlanta seems to be one of the best fishing markets around, period. They've kind of made Ponte Vedra and South Jacks Beach their summer getaway or vacation getaway.
Now, when you go to bed at night and you know you got a charter the next morning, do you already have it in your head exactly your game plan for the next day? Do you know where you're going to go? Or are you just like, I haven't got a clue?
I know exactly where I'm going to start, depending on if somebody's there or not, depending on what the weather's done. You know, mm-hmm. you always got to change your game plan, but in your mind, you think this is what's going to happen at this tide. I'm going to be at A first thing, then I'll be at B 30 minutes later. If these fish don't bite, I got C, D, E, and it just kind of goes that way.
So you got a game plan.
And you got to be able to change it, too, because if the water's not the way it was in your mind, what it was supposed to be,
right.
You've got to change on the fly and find fish for your clients.
So if you pull up to a spot and that water's not nice and clean, murky, looks like coffee, you're heading, you're not.
Well, even. I may do the five, I call it the 5 minute rule. I'll sit there in 5 minutes. If we don't start catching fish, I'll immediately just hop up. I say that 5 minute rule constantly throughout the charter.
Right. So your percentages of getting skunked would be what you think?
About the 15 years I've been doing it, I think maybe 3 times.
Really?
And all those conditions were in the winter, and they were 20, 25-mile-an-hour northwest winds.
Wow.
High tide, all the worst fishing conditions, drizzly maybe, just.
So it was a tournament day.
Yeah, just like the old tournament days, yeah. And that's about it. And most of the time, the skunk part came because they were so cold and wet, they quit about 2 hours into it.
Right, right. Yeah.
Like one of your partners did one day.
Well, that's because we were loaded up with fish already.
904-296-2692. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show, located in Jacksonville, Florida, on sunny 102.3 FM. The website for the show is gonefishingshow.com. Go by and check it out. You can also download the app for your phone. You can listen to us anywhere in the entire universe. Because we stretch out that far. Y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
Florida Fab Works. If it's broke, we can weld it. If it's real broke, then we'll just fabricate you a new one. Welding takes years to master. At Florida Fab Works, they've been welding and fabricating for over 2 decades now. They weld anodized aluminum and stainless steel. Take a good close look at the T-top, the pulling platforms, the grab rails, and the leaning post on your vessel. If they need attention, give Florida Fab Works a call today. All new customers get 10% off any welding or fabrication. Florida Fab Works. Call 639-0365. That's 639-0365. Online at floridafabworks.com.
Southern Sportsman is now open on the south side of Arlington Expressway. They stock everything an outdoorsman thrives, from firearms and fishing, archery and knives. They've got bows by Hoyt, Obsession and Prime, with an archery range for practice time. Everything's there a fisherman digs, from T. Allen rods to TBS jigs. Guns by Glock can always be found at Southern Sportsman, the best in town. Located at 8324 Arlington Expressway. Give them a call today at 903-2745. That's 903-2745.
Palm Cove Marina, the place boats call heaven. And for good reason, Palm Cove Marina prides itself by offering the largest dry storage facility coupled with the finest wet slip accommodations on Jacksonville's intracoastal waterway. Also, you'll find that Palm Cove Marina provides full marine service, a travel lift, very competitive ethanol-free fuel prices, and they even have a swimming pool. Palm Cove Marina, located on Beach Boulevard on the west side of the intracoastal waterway. Call 223-4757, online at palmcovemarina.com.
You wouldn't trust just anyone on where to find your next big catch, would you? So why trust anyone when it comes to buying or selling your home? When the experts at RealKeeper Realty can help you navigate your way through the biggest financial move you'll make in your life. Just like fishing, when you're selling your home, you got to put out the right bait to attract the best buyers. And when it comes to buying the right home for you and your family, we'll stay the course and make sure you find a real keeper. For all of your real estate needs, give RealKeeper Realty a call. 904-414-4000. Real Keeper Realty, your home, your future, our commitment.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, we're back. Thank you again for staying with us here. Okay, great. All right, we've been talking about different types of baits, especially crab hearts and so on. And John or Bryce, either one of you, it doesn't matter. We were talking about, a lot of people think that the best thing to do is buy a crab and cut it in half, or, you know, section it off. Now, are you saying, either one of you two, that the best thing to do is use the whole crab, or when you're fishing for any type of redfish?
No. When I use whole crabs, generally, if they're medium or large crabs, I'm using them for bull red fishing.
Bull red fishing.
Yeah. And anything, I mean, you can get the smaller crabs. I know that there's a size limit that you're allowed to sell them at, and Bryce can tell you what that might be. But the small crabs, the slot redfish will eat, but they got to be pretty small. Generally, what I do is I half them. Try to get mediums to small crabs when I'm trying to catch slot fish in the grass or whatever on a mud flat. And I use a half a crab.
Now, Bryce, those crabs that we find down in Guana, the little small crabs like that, are those blue crabs? What are those?
Yeah, I mean, they're just baby blue crabs.
Baby blue crabs. So are they illegal to fish with? Are they illegal to kill or fish with?
I mean, I mean, 10% of my daily catch is allowed to be undersized. So, I mean, but if, yeah, I mean, you can use them for bait.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, they're not illegal to fish with.
I never knew that you're allowed to keep 10%.
Yeah, 10% of my daily catch is, you know, allowed to be undersized.
Okay, now, if they go into one of your shops and you've got one of those undersized ones in the box that you've sold to one of your shops, are they going to get in trouble, or?
Well, you know, that happens. You know, FWC will go into my markets and they'll, you know, they'll pull the receipts. And, yeah, I mean, I could get in trouble if one of those undersized crabs is in, you know, the big crab box.
Okay.
So, yeah, absolutely.
All right. So that's interesting. So, but are you allowed to sell? In other words, if you wanted to put some in a bait shop or something, are you allowed to sell the ones that are smaller?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I don't know. This was like Jeff said, we're learning a little bit about crabs.
Yeah, so what is size limit on crabs?
5 inches, tip to tip.
Tip to tip.
Yep.
Okay.
And again, we're using the word point to point, like y'all were just talking about.
Yeah.
When you cut off
not,
the points.
Not how wide the claws are.
No, just the tip to tip on the shell. So as long as they're 5 inches, you're allowed to keep them.
Oh, very interesting.
Yep. So.
All right. Well, yeah, there's especially shelled fish such as the barnacles, crabs. There's a lot of misunderstanding about the laws, and there's a lot of the laws are not really clearly defined for why the law is that way, or if you can sell or not sell, use or not use. You know, I know, like, again, we've talked about this before in the show. If you're using clams, you got to have a receipt from where the store you bought it from. And then if they come to my store, they check. I better have a bag with a ticket on it where they can check out what I sold to people. Same thing with oysters. You can use oysters, but you better have a receipt. Or if you got the full bushel, you better have the tag on that bushel. And because you're not allowed to harvest them here in Jacksonville. At all.
Three types of crabs: blue crab, Atlantic blue crab, or the Chesapeake blue crab. They all say.
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. Basically, all the Atlantic coast.
Yeah, there's Atlantic coast blue crab, and I mean, right now because it's so cold up in the Chesapeake, they send the refrigerated semi trucks down here once they stop catching crabs, and it's, you know, the exact same crab that they have in the
Chesapeake. Now, how about the Louisiana crabs?
Same.
Gulf, same thing.
They bring them, you know.
Bigger or about average size?
What I've seen is, especially the crabs, you know where I crab.
Or Cajun crabs, I guess they nickname them, yeah.
Just depends, but I think around here, they're generally bigger. I've seen a lot of Louisiana crabs, and they're generally, you know, I mean, I could be dead wrong, but to me, they look a little bit smaller on the average size.
The weight of them is lighter.
Yeah, and I don't think that, you know, I think the whole crab, you know, obviously the bigger the crab, the more meat's going to be in them. So, you know, I think over here we catch a little bit bigger crab, but, you know.
Best way to cook them.
Oh, yeah. Let me jump on this one. Let me tell you what, I learned a lesson. Me and Jason first opened our store. Everybody boiled the crabs here in the South.
Mm-hmm.
Well, up north, they steam the crab.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're southern, you like to boil them. If you're out from the north, well, to me, this is the first time a Yankee got something right, but he got that right. You take a brick, put it on the bottom of your boiler, big old boiler, and then you set your cage of crabs on top of that brick. Underneath that brick, you've got water, a beer, and Old Bay. Thank you.
Old Spice. Yeah.
Granddaddy's clone.
Yeah. But and Old Bay.
Yeah.
And then you steam the crabs. Much better tasting steamed than they are boiled. Vinegar. That's the other thing I forgot. Mm-hmm. That was the vinegar, your beer, your Old Bay.
Just white vinegar. Or yep. Red wine vinegar,
white vinegar. And then I forgot what's the last. That's it. Water,
beer, Old Bay, and vinegar.
Vinegar. Yeah. That's it. And you put that on the bottom. Mm-hmm. You don't let the crabs. You got the bricks in there to keep the crabs out of the water, and it just steams them. And God. And then if you got somebody, when I first opened, also, I had a guy that knew how to make garlic crabs. There's nothing better. A good old garlic crab. And that's where crabs became famous in Jacksonville, was the black community loves and can cook some garlic crabs.
Yes, mm-hmm. They can.
Yeah.
And I tell you what.
Go over to Zeebo's.
Zeebo's has been doing it for 100 years, I think. And some of the best garlic crabs you've ever eaten. But the main thing is that people need to know is that when you're eating a blue crab, don't you eat one that's already dead.
No.
That will make you sicker than a dog, and you need to know what your devil fingers are, and that's the white lungs of a crab. And they call devil fingers because it's white and it's got a point to it, and on the inside of the body, and they use that for their filtering. And God
definitely
knows,
don't want to eat those.
And man, you won't be around tomorrow morning.
Nope. And also crabs, when the crab dies, as soon as it dies, it starts to break down.
Yes.
Yes. You do not want to cook.
Do not cook a dead crab.
Because that meat's already started to deteriorate on the crab.
Yep. Yeah. And again, even though you've cooked that crab, you need to take those devil fingers out of that crab before you eat it. And, but if you know somebody can put you together some garlic butter and put on those crabs.
I know a couple people.
Boy, there's nothing better. Nothing better at all. But I did learn when we opened the store the difference between boiling crabs and steaming crabs, and there is a major difference.
Yes, there is.
Wow.
Okay, Joe.
All right. John Eggers.
Check.
How often do you book a charter ahead of time? Say if this is December, I want to go out February 27th, if you're open.
Yeah, I mean, it could be a day. If I didn't have a trip tomorrow and somebody calls, I'm definitely doing it. Yeah.
Right.
Or schedule them in on a second trip for that day. You know, you can fit a lot of people in. Plus, we have a pretty tight network of guides that work together.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody's booked and you're on next on the list, they'll call you to run that trip if you're open.
Okay, I got a group of 10 people. How are you going to fix it?
Depends what they want to do. They want offshore, inshore.
Okay.
Generally, the guys with the bay boats can do 4 people.
Mm-hmm.
The skiff guys can do up to 3.
Right.
So it's either 3 boats. Well, it's 3 boats either way on 10 people.
Okay.
Yeah, that could be 4.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it could be 10.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's interesting you said that because I think the last big one we had out of the store you were part of it, 7 boats.
Yeah, I got a call, Buzz and I, on a trip next October, and it doesn't land on that red bone, it's not red bone tournament, the cystic fibrosis, what do they call that? Tournament now.
Is that a bass fishing tournament?
No, the one out of St. Augustine they've done every year. The Greater or the
not the Anglers.
Anyway,
no. There is a St. Augustine cystic fibrosis.
Yeah, well, they have it. It's a celebrity tournament, and they have it all over the place. But the lady wants 100 people to fish out of Jacksonville Beach or Mayport. Wow. 100 people. So that averaged, we thought we would probably need 34 to 35 different charter captains.
Wow.
To put that together.
And yeah.
So we do big groups and, you know, doesn't matter. We do, you know, father and son trips, mom and daughter trips. It really doesn't matter.
Now, all you people that are new buying boats, you getting ready to buy boats for the new year coming up. People come in the store all the time. We tell them that one of the best things to do before you go out in that boat is to go out with the captain, especially in the area that you're going to think you're going to be fishing in a lot or an area that you're going to be riding your boat a lot. And go out with the captain and learn the different secrets of what creeks to go into, which ones not to go into, which ones you can go in at low tide, and which ones you can't get out of at low tide.
Best etiquette.
Best $300 plus you'll spend right there. That's just getting the knowledge from it. Yeah.
And really, if you want to go to Sisters Creek, there's oyster bars all over the place.
Yep.
And
need to know where they're at.
I need to know where they're at because I didn't go to a certain creek that I love to fish. And then I went back about 2 or 3 years. You know, it's been 2 or 3 years. And I went back when me and Terry started fishing so much. And I learned that there's more oyster bars there than there were 2 or 3 years ago. So those things do grow, and they grow quickly. And it's amazing how big they can get.
And the storms change those channels sometimes, too.
Oh, boy. Yes, it ever.
You got to be on your game.
904-296-2692, Jacksonville, Florida? Yeah. We in Florida? 904-296-2692. You're listening to the Gone Fishing Radio Show on Sunny 102.3 FM. Website's gonefishingshow.com. In studio today, Captain John Eggers, Captain Bryce McAvoy, and we got Jeff Altman. He's American Trappers. He'll catch a critter for you, but he won't chase a cat up a tree. I don't know why. All right, y'all stand by. We'll be right back.
you know who was voted the Bold City's best plumber? Roland Reisch Plumbing. Here's why. Roland Reisch Plumbing promises great work on time and does it. The good news spreads fast. For all plumbing issues, large or small, you want the Bold City's best. Click Plumber in Jax.com. Your friends and neighbors have used them, and that's why they went to Jacksonville.com to vote Roland Reisch Plumbing Jacksonville's top plumber. 24/7, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by, whether it's routine work or a middle-of-the-night emergency. Just call 904-260-7059. If you have a leak, can't wait a week, please call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Roland Reisch Plumbing is proud to have been voted Bold City's best plumber. They intend to stay number one. Call 904-260-7059. Call 904-260-7059.
Anytime is a great time to give flowers to the ones you love. At Kuhn Flowers, we know that all too well. That's why we offer the longest-lasting, most beautiful floral arrangements in Jacksonville. Kuhn Flowers has the perfect flower arrangements for birthdays, holidays, good days, and even bad days. Show that special someone just how much you care with a gift of flowers from Kuhn Flowers. Call us today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com.
I can give you a brand new kitchen in days, not weeks, not months. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Martin Appliance and Greystone Kitchens with my secret formula for your new kitchen. Quick and easy and economical. 90% of new cabinets today are painted. Modern colors, crisp and clean. 90% of new countertops are granite or quartz. Impeccably stylish, incredibly functional. Our secret? We swap your counters and refinish your cabinets to the color of your choice at a fraction of the cost. None of the hassle. And done in days. Call Greystone Kitchens at 213-9100 for your secret solution. Come see us on Phillips Highway across from Regal Cinema. That's Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. New kitchen, new appliances. And if you want new cabinets, I can do that too. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Florida State License CGC 152-6479.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
SNC Square Roofing. Everything you should expect from a roofing contractor and more. Hey, it's John Vitas, the voiceover guy. SNC Square Roofing replaced my roof, and I'm here to tell you, my wife and I were amazed at their quality of work and how well they kept the job site so clean. SNC Square Roofing, from the estimate to the last shingle, you can count on a job well done. SNC Square is a certified CertainTeed shingle master applicator. Give my roofer a call today. SNC Square LLC, roofing with integrity. Call 524-8621. That's 524-8621.
My name is James, and I'm in the Life Builders program at City Rescue Mission. I grew up in foster care system, and I realized I had a depression even as a kid. I thought once I was adopted, my depression would go away, but even after I was adopted, at 16, I was still struggling with depression. I stopped going to church, and my life started falling apart. I found myself homeless and needing help. I tried other shelters, but they didn't feel right for me. When I got to City Rescue Mission, I felt like it was where God wanted me to be. Since I've been in the program, I've read the Bible more than I have in my entire life. I've grown closer to God, and He has shown me a lot. I have a better perspective on life now, and I hope for a future. I've learned you can make your own family, and I feel like I have found a family here at CRM.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, guys, let's talk a little fishing here for our listeners out there. Jeff, have you been able to get out?
No, I hadn't. I fished that one man last week.
Last week. And, how'd you do?
Or the week before. I caught three fish. One was 30, 32, and 33. All in about 30 minutes and 100 yards of each other. Caught them on a spinner bait. And
you're talking about redfish, right?
Yeah. Couldn't catch a legal red. So I didn't do too well. But congratulations to Chandler Altman. He got big fish and took second place, I think.
How many Altmans are there, you guys?
All of us.
God. Yeah, all of you. I know it.
All of them.
So you were using a spinnerbait. What type of spinnerbait were you using?
I was using one of Rob Cox's spinnerbaits.
Okay.
And I think it's the Mighty Mite. Is that? Yeah.
Mighty Mite. The spinnerbait.
Mighty Mite with a sure set jig and a Slayer paddle tail.
Okay. John, what have you been using out here for the trout? Shrimp, live shrimp, and float rigs at all?
Or a lot, yeah, mostly this time of year, live shrimp. But like I was telling you earlier in the show, I love using those paddle tails and those curly tails, those 3-inch Bass Assassin baits. They're a little bit softer, but for whatever reason, the fish hold on to them a little bit better. You go through a lot more baits because they're not very rugged at all.
Right.
You catch two fish and you're pulling a bait off.
Have you ever tried any of our jawjacker curly tails?
That's what I was just fixing to say.
I have not.
Have you, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. You know I have.
That's right.
Yeah, we've talked about that a bunch of times.
Yeah.
I've gone out and thrown and thrown and thrown until my arm's about to fall off, not getting nothing, and I'll grab one of those little 3-inch jawjacker curly tails, pop it on there and throw it. It's like boom, boom, boom.
Then a fish
it
get
was like,
picky.
It was like, it was like turning on a light switch.
Yeah.
And
when the bite slows down, that's why I'll just change colors.
Yeah.
Or slow your retrieve or jig it off the bottom or speed your retrieve up.
I was throwing, like a 4, 4.5, something like that. And
a bigger bait.
And then I swapped over to this little 3-inch curly tail.
Right.
Which isn't actually, it's 3-inch probably if you stretch
the tail,
out,
uh-huh.
you know. But, it's only a couple inches long, it seems like. But just that little bit smaller bait and, turn on a light switch.
But John, do you hook up with trout rigs? Trout floats and everything with your clients?
Old
or
school?
You put them on
plastics? The slip rigs.
Yeah.
Not the old red and white ones.
Oh, okay.
The
big, long ones.
Yeah, that we used to use back
off the bridges. Off the bridges.
As long as
stuff,
a cane pole.
Yeah. Float high.
No, I've been getting some. Dave Workman over there has had some, and I don't know if Rick's seen them yet. I got to show you these float rigs. They're a lot smaller, but they work a lot better because you can thread them on easier.
Billy Bob's,
you know,
or
what
something?
A pain in the butt it is to put a braided line through those old float rigs and try to get them all the way through.
We all use Billy Bob's now.
Billy Bob's.
Oh, yeah. I haven't used those.
Okay, well, see, the Billy Bob comes with a piece of wire.
Maybe it is the same one. Is it the brown one with the orange tops on them?
No.
You're talking the ones that are balsa.
Yeah,
balsa.
They're balsa.
Using the balsa.
Wood ones.
Well, those are nice.
Then buy one Billy Bob and use it.
Okay.
But there's a piece of wire inside there.
Yeah, I have seen that wire before.
Okay, and you put that wire and put it point down and push it through, and your line comes right through with it. It takes you 10 seconds to...
Yep.
I mean, even with mono, you sit there for an hour, and it kept hitting that little center thing in the middle of the boat, and you get so aggravated.
So especially in the wind, and you're trying to tie one up that got broke off in the water.
Right, right.
Yeah, yeah. I want mine back. I want it back.
What color was it?
I don't know. I have to ask Terry what color she lost.
Pink.
Might have my initials on it by now.
Oh, man. All right, Terry. I know you're on the airplane.
Terry's going to have to start putting property of Terry.
Yeah.
Rick bought this for me. I want it back.
Who was that used to lose their paddles all the time out there?
I lost one.
What's her name? Used to lose her paddles.
Those good paddles, those $100 paddles. Graphite paddles.
$100 paddle?
Are they more than that?
That's
Toby.
The cheap
Toby,
ones.
Yeah. Really? Like,
yeah.
Like the stand-up paddleboard paddle?
I lost about a $250 paddle out in Nassau Sound.
I'm going to have that thing tied to me.
I do know.
Guys, I gave you all one of these things here from, what's the name of the company?
Z-Man?
Z-Man, yeah. And they have pictures in here of different types of jigs that match up with certain types of plastic. John, do you go to this much detail looking to match your jig with your plastic?
No, it's just a color thing for me. The design doesn't always make it better, but the weight of the jig, the size of the hook that's on it, and the size bait or soft plastic you're using will determine
the size
what
use.
Jig you want to use for your baits. But color this time of year has a lot to do with your trout fishing. They just They seem to love that pink head or a white head on a jig. So
chartreuse
or chartreuse.
Mm-hmm. Chartreuse and pink seems to be the two they're selling the best.
What plastic colors are you throwing?
Mostly natural this time of year. However, that electric chicken color, you can't ever, you always have to have one of those things tied on.
Yeah, that works all
the time. I'll be darned. Okay. Now, the jig heads here, they're showing mostly in this matching up with the Z-Man, are non-colored jigs. In other words, natural color or
naked.
Just naked jigs.
Just the silver lead color.
Uh-huh. We sell a lot of those. Do you use the naked jig?
Yeah. I mean, probably 70% of my jigs in my tackle box are just regular non-painted jig heads. Yeah, especially with live bait. But, you know, those fish, for whatever reason, if it's a little bit slow, I'll change to color jigs. If I'm not getting them to bite and I'm pretty sure they're there, I'll change to a color jig and see if that makes a difference.
Okay. And people, John's been a captain for how long?
17 years.
17 years. You've been sponsored by some of the big weights.
Back in the day,
back in after you left me high and dry.
right?
No, I didn't leave you
high and dry. Dropped you like a hot potato.
Well, no, I'm going to tell you a story about John Eggers over there. John Eggers gets one partner. I won't mention who he was, but he had this partner, and they fished together for a couple of years, won a bunch of tournaments. So his partner decided he was going to take all the credit and kind of left John out there. Which I thank the good Lord for, because John had to join up with me for a couple of years. And then all of a sudden you kind of notice the only people winning tournaments are the ones fishing with John. So what was the common denominator there? John.
Right.
So John leaves me and goes to another guy, and they win. And so
luck.
Yeah. But I guess my point is that some people have studied the sport. Spencer's one.
Right.
Okay. John's the other one. He was, he would go out. I'm working the store, working my butt off, and he's out on the water. And it took him 10 seconds each tournament to take me to where the fish were at. Now, I had to catch my own fish. He wouldn't catch them for me. But it's the gospel truth. That one tournament, the first tournament we won together, we weren't in the water 10 minutes. And, I mean, it was 20 degrees. The boat had already formed ice on it when I went to go get on it. I almost slipped in the water that day. And it's just it's the homework. And, Joe, you asked the question, you know, do you know where you're going, John, and what you're going to use? So this time of year, if let's say we tomorrow, John, we don't have any of this wind, and it's supposed to be in the high 60s.
Low to mid-60s.
Yep.
What are you going to go? If you go out tomorrow morning, knowing what you know now, in other words, doing the homework you've done and fishing, and of course, I don't want you to answer this exact location, but what, you know, you have a place, or what area would you go to right now, and what type of bait would you be using?
Right now, you know, I've been in the Intercoastal. I actually went on the trolling motor almost from Beach Boulevard to Chicopee in the past week, and there's not a lot of fish in the Intercoastal for some reason. I don't know why.
It doesn't seem like there has been this year to me.
But so you start targeting the creeks, obviously. That would be your next step. And those fish are pushed as far back up in those creeks as you can get. The only problem is once the tide turns, they get lockjaw. You sit there. The other day I had 30, 40 perfect redfish swim by me, and they wouldn't even eat shrimp. And aggravating. So what I do then is I start targeting the little bit deeper turns. And those same fish that are moving around, when they drop off into the deeper holes, they'll bite. But when they're in a foot of water or less on incoming, for just this past week, they would not bite anything.
Well, in those last 15 minutes when we get back, you started something, and I want you to get finished with it.
Okay.
You were talking about the different things that both of y'all were, you and Jeff, how you would change, if fish aren't biting, you would change to a different product.
Right.
Okay. A lot of people that are new to fishing will sit there all day long in one spot or one thing and use the same bait. Okay, Joe.
296-2692, Gone Fishing Show, Jacksonville, Florida, Sunny 102.3. Stand by. We'll be right back.
For the finest soft plastic and topwater baits, use what the pros use, Down South Lures. If you're one of those skinny water anglers out there looking to boat some speckled trout or redfish, Down South Lures has you covered. Their Southern Shad line of soft plastic baits come in a variety of colors for clear and stained water use. Down South Lures is a family-owned and operated business that was inspired to make their own line of fishing lures because of their love for our coast and the great fishing that it offers. Get online now and visit DownSouthLures.com. That's DownSouthLures.com. No matter how well maintained your boat is, things can still happen. Props get sheared off, water pumps fail, and starters die. You need a reliable towing service. Join Towboat US. Low-cost options and reliable service. For just $149 a year, Towboat US provides you with unlimited towing on water breakdowns within their vast service area. And that's 24/7. The average tow is around $700. Towboat US membership is a clear alternative. Visit BoatUS.com and join today. Or give them a call at 249-4422. That's 249-4422. Hey, you want to boat some fish? Call Captain Don Taylor at Inshore Outdoors Fishing. He's a regular right here on the Gone Fishing Show, and boy, can he fish. From Nassau to St. Augustine, Captain Don has been hooking redfish, trout, flounder, sheep's head, tarpon, and snook for years. You'll be fishing with one of the best while using the latest rods and reels. Book your family-friendly charter today. Inshore Outdoors Fishing. If the fishing is tough, stay longer. If the fishing is great, stay all day. Call 318-9906. That's 318-9906. Online at InshoreOutdoorsFishing.com.
Do you have a boat? Then you need to know Shark Attack, a mobile marine service licensed and insured to install and repair marine generators, electronics, stereos, water and waste systems, as well as complete or partial rewires. Have a boat? Then you need to know a mobile marine technician that will come to your boat. Shark Attack does just that. Also offering consulting and pre-purchase inspections. Call 904-200-8709. That's 904-200-8709. And receive $50 off your first service call.
Heading out to Hexer Drive to fish? Then there's only one bait and tackle stop for you, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp. They're located at 5212 Hexer Drive and have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Run out of bait while fishing? Well, Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply. No boat? No worry. Browns has the finest docks to fish on, so you need to give those folks a call. It's 757-1600. A big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, Browns Fish Camp, 757-1600.
Beach Boulevard Motorsports is your Ranger Bass and Bay Boat connection. Whether you're a pro or a sportsman, saltwater or fresh, Ranger has the boat for you. The all-new 2016 Ranger boats are in stock at Beach Boulevard Motorsports. With interest rates as low as 4.99%, there's never been a better time to buy than now. Kick off the 2016 fishing season with a new Ranger boat from Beach Boulevard Motorsports. Beach Boulevard Motorsports, located between Southside Boulevard and St. John's Bluff. Online at bbms.com.
Let's get back to some fishy business with the Gone Fishing Radio Show. Gone Fishing is brought to you in part by Rick's Bait and Tackle. Rick's Bait and Tackle, serving fishermen since Moby Dick was a minnow.
What did he just say?
If you want to join in on today's show, call 296-2692. That's 296-2692. And now, here's the host of the Gone Fishing Radio Show, Rick Hale and Joe Dion.
Okay, John, I got a text that... You had started talking, and one of us interrupted you, and the people really wanted to hear what you had to say. They say their problem is that they go fishing, and they don't know how to change up a bait if something's not biting. And you just covered one thing. During the as the tide's going out, the fish will not bite until maybe they find a deep hole. So if somebody's got a depth finder and they're in a creek that they can float in during low tide, they're looking for the hole?
Well, it just depends what you're trying to do. You know, those deeper holes are going to have a mixed batch of fish. They might have some sheep's head in them. They might have black drum in them, yellowmouth trout. But if you're targeting 18 to 27-inch fish, a lot of times this time of year, like I was saying, they're way back in the shallows on the mud flats. And they're grouped up. And they'll bite on the outgoing tide this week, but they wouldn't bite on the incoming tide. It might change. Next week, they might want to bite on the incoming. So you just got to be out there so often. But the best bet, if those fish won't bite for you, the best bet is to target those turns. Almost every one of those turns in a creek is going to have a little bit deeper water on them.
We're hustling here, trying to beat this time limit. How about changing the type of bait or the color of bait?
Well, that too. You got to pay attention to what bait's out there, but this time of year, you don't have a whole bunch of finger mullet, so you're not really – you don't need to throw 4 or 5 inch soft plastic baits. They're eating a lot of small shrimp, mostly small shrimp, so I go to a 3-inch paddle tail or a curly tail this time of year, something a little bit smaller.
Smaller, okay. And any other suggestions for them?
Color. Color is always a big deal, especially if you're trout fishing. If you're red fishing, I like anything dark, golden brim, black gold, anything like that.
Okay, now here's the last couple of minutes, people. We got two captains here, and we got Captain John Eggers, who's been a sponsor of this show for 8 years. And I want to mention that John, get this microphone here. You're selling gift cards for the future, correct?
Yes, sir.
How'd they get in touch with you on that?
They're good for up to a year. You can buy them and use them anytime. Just call me in advance at 904-591-1611 or visit my website at rockandrealcharters.net.
Okay. All right.
That's Rock and Reel, R-E-E-L, Charters.
R-O-C-K-N-R-E-E-L.
Rocking. Just like the fishing.
That's right.
Okay. Bryce, now you got your license, and so you're trying to go out, what, maybe once or twice a week right now? Or?
Yeah, I'm just trying to do something, just, you know, get into it, start doing trips when I, you know, not out there on the water running crab traps and, you know, something to keep me out of the house and keep me from the honeydew list.
So, yeah, all right, trying to make some money on the water then.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. All right, that's gone. All right, good. All right, we got that main thing. I wanted to promote John. John's been a big, big supporter of the Gone Fishing Show and the Fishing Connection, and we want to thank you, John, so much for everything you do for us.
You can grab one of his brochures at Rick's Bait and Tackle.
All right, and you got brochures in other bait and tackle stores?
Else? Nope. Okay. Just Rick's Bait and Tackle.
I think he gets enough. He gets enough clientele for me and Keith to last him a couple of months anyway.
Well, I can sure use a bunch more.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for having me.
Oh, we love it. Jeff, how's business, buddy?
It's Christmas time.
Okay.
So everybody's worried about Santa Claus. They're not worried about things in their attics.
Because when Santa's on the roof, he scares them all out of the attic.
Yeah, something like that. I want to wish everybody Merry Christmas, and we'll be back before the new year. So. All right.
This is the first time we've done this show this fall. In other words, Christmas is on Tuesday, and Friday we have a little gap, the weekend gap and everything. And so me and Joe usually do the best of, but just really wanted to do the show this week. And we all will be
the
live.
The wind was blowing too much to get fishing.
And next Friday we'll be doing the show because New Year's will be on Tuesday. And Rick's Bait and Tackle will close for its only day of the year that it closes, which would be Christmas Day. We want to honor our Lord, Jesus Christ. And
reason for the season.
And we will be open at least a half a day Christmas Eve for people wanting to go out with their family, go do a little fishing and everything.
Any fiddlers left?
Nope.
Nope.
I don't think so. If we do have
came in yesterday morning and they pretty well blasted out.
Give me about $2 worth. We'll get fish.
I know the two stores at the beach.
Give you three of them.
The two stores at the beach are completely out of fiddlers already. Each store only got roughly one half of their quota.
Wow. Yeah.
And again, due to that cold weather, it's hard to get those fiddlers.
Well, it's funny. We were down at Sebastian earlier in the year. They sell fiddlers down there by the dozen.
Really?
Yeah.
Like I'm going to count out fiddlers. Yes, sir.
Apparently they do down there.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, those little suckers sometimes can pinch you. You'll know that you're getting bit on that. Joe, you got anything here at the end?
Nope. I think we're about pretty well bumped out. I just want to thank John and Bryce for coming in today. And I think we usually get Mr. Eggers in here about once a year. You know,
come on now. I think this is my eighth time this year.
Oh, is it?
No. I'm joking. Maybe three, maybe my third time.
Right. Yep. So John used to come on when we were over at the old studio over there at, I can't remember the name of that building over there now. Enterprise Building. Mm. Yeah, the Enterprise Building.
I'll make it a little more frequent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you'll have me.
Yeah, we'll get you in here again.
You know, it's amazing that I can remember a song 50 years ago, but I can't remember 2 hours ago.
Right. Yeah. At least we learned a lot about crabs today.
Yeah.
Yes, we did. Yeah, I knew how to cook the sucker, so.
Yeah, you do.
I tell you what, that when you had a lot of Yankees moving here to Jacksonville, and the minute that Jason, my son, put up a sign, live crabs, boy, those Yankees came in because they love
crabs. I got
crabs.
One thing. When you're going with baits with crabs, do you prefer male or female?
You can't.
Or does it really make a difference, you think?
I think the females have more meat in them. Is that right, Bryce, normally?
Yeah.
But they're a little heavier.
When did they become illegal, Bryce? The female. Real quick, when did they become illegal?
When they get eggs.
When they get eggs.
Yeah, when they get eggs.
Describe the egg real quick.
It's a bright orange patch on the bottom of the crab, mm-hmm. and it looks about the size of a cue ball, and can't mistake them.
All right, so if that female crab has that egg,
you have to throw them back. Caught with it.
All right, everybody, please be careful out there this weekend. It's going to be a little chilly Saturday and Sunday morning, so bundle up if you're going to go out fishing. And everybody, we'll see you next week on the Gone Fishing Show. Good day.
Ensure your vehicle's maintenance and repairs are done properly and at a fair price, call Stewart Automotive Repair. This family-owned operation is an official Napa Auto Care Center with ASC-certified mechanics that have the know-how to diagnose and repair almost any foreign or domestic vehicle that comes their way. Stewart Automotive Repair. Great people. Great service. Located behind the Circle K store at Beach and Hodges. Call 992-6868. Online at stewardautomotiverepair.com. That's stewardautomotiverepair.com.
Does rainy weather make you nervous? Alliant Roofing says that it's time to think about a new roof. Get repairs done or ask about a roof tune-up. Once water seeps into the roof, you have a great chance of costly repairs and mold leading to health issues. Mason Fleming and Alliant Roofing has over 30 years of experience specializing in commercial and residential type roof systems. Call for a free estimate at 237-4700 or 721-7600.